Welcome. Please state your name and your position.
Yes, I am Barbara Mazur Gross. I'm the executive director of the studio at 620.
How many years have you been in St. Pete?
16 this summer.
What organizations are you involved in?
I'm involved with the studio, as I mentioned. Also, I chair the Arts Advisory Committee for the City of St. Petersburg, and I'm involved with Temple Beth-El and Bay Vista Fundamental.
What gets you out of bed every day?
Well, literally, my 5 a.m. alarm gets me out of bed every morning to go running with a wonderful group of women. If I don't go first thing, basically, it doesn't happen. But figuratively, I get out of bed every day because I can't wait to see my kids, and I'm passionate about my work.
Why St. Pete?
Well, after 7 Midwest winters, I never wanted to see snow again. That's the real, honest answer. So my husband was applying for residency programs in family medicine and sports medicine in 2002, and we applied to all of the warm weather ones. So this was supposed to be a 4-year stint, but after 4 years, we liked it here so much that we decided to stay.
What is one habit that you keep?
I try to find a way to exercise at least 3 times a week. When I was working as a consultant, I was on a plane several times a month. So an exercise habit was a way to make the travel feel more personal and more humane. So no matter what's going on, I always try to keep that habit.
Who are some people that influence you?
Well, first, my parents, Alan and Frances Mazur. My dad is the world's best board member and volunteer, even still. And at almost 70, my mom still manages to be inspiring and energetic to a classroom full of first graders every day. Also, I keep close contact with 2 of my former bosses who had tremendous influence over my career, and I still contact them very often for advice. So that's Robert Friedman and Jack Rubin. And also, I'm constantly inspired by the creativity and kindness of Bob Devin Jones.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, or practice that you would share with our readers?
Well, in thinking about this, my favorite movie is Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, and my favorite book is Life After Life. And I realized that I love that book and that movie for similar reasons. And what I gather from those stories is that our experiences, especially the bad ones, form who we are. And instead of trying to forget them, we should draw strength from them and find better ways to move forward.
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
I wish that I had known that moving away from my old job, which I loved, to the new one at Studio 620 was the right choice. I agonized over this decision. I literally lost sleep for 2 years trying to decide what to do. And I could have saved myself a lot of that if I had known that everything was going to turn out fine.
What's next?
Well, I continuously look for ways to make a positive difference, especially if I can bring something unique and needed to a problem. And I'd also like to sing more.
Wonderful. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.